Welcome to the Paragon Podcast, a podcast focusing on the needs of high net worth individuals and their families. We discuss the markets, tax strategies, and how to better manage wealth with the goal of living better for today while planning for tomorrow.
Hey everyone, I hope you're all doing well. I'm Elliot Mendoza, and I'm here with Evan Shorten, the firm's founder and principal.
Hello, I want to start off by thanking everyone who listens to the podcast. If you haven't done so, please subscribe and follow. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or YouTube. If you don't listen to the podcast on your phone or you prefer to do things on your computer, please subscribe to our email list and we'll send you each new episode as it's released. You can sign up on our homepage at paragonfinancialpartners.com.
So our last episode covered the SECURE Act 2.0, which is a major piece of new legislation that got passed by Congress at the very end of last year, 2022. The SECURE Act 2.0 brings a ton of big changes starting in 2024 to retirement plans, contribution rules, required minimum distributions, IRAs, 529 plans, and it even created two entirely new retirement account types. So we highly recommend that you go back and listen to that episode when you have a chance to do so. There's a good chance that part of your retirement plan may become outdated by the end of this year. One of the upcoming SECURE Act 2.0 changes for 2024 that we mentioned in the last episode is the ability to transfer unused funds in 529 college savings plans to Roth IRAs for the 529 plan beneficiary. Given that we have a number of clients with excess funds in their 529 plans, which most likely means a number of families have 529 plans with excess funds, we're going to take a deeper dive into the 529 plan to Roth IRA conversion details so you can be prepared to take action once 2024 happens. Evan, do you want to start off with a quick background on family options with excess 529 plan funds?
Sure. Currently, if you have a 529 plan with excess funds, you have a few ways you can redeploy those funds. One, if your child or grandchild finished college or grad school and is done with their education, you could simply withdraw the funds. This would be treated as a non-qualified expense subject to income tax plus a 10% withdrawal penalty on the gains withdrawn. Additionally, some states, like California, may impose additional state tax penalties. Two, if your child or grandchild receives a scholarship and you wouldn't be needing the funds, you can withdraw up to an amount of the scholarship awarded. If this applies to you, the withdrawn amount does not incur any tax penalties for an unqualified withdrawal. You would, however, owe income tax on any gains on the withdrawal. Three, you can change the beneficiary. One benefit of a 529 plan is that you're considered the account owner and your child or grandchild is considered the beneficiary. As the account owner, you have the ability to change the beneficiary. With a different beneficiary, you may be able to redeploy the funds in an entirely different manner. For example, if the new beneficiary has student loan debt, you could pay off up to $10,000 in qualified student loan payments with 529 funds. If the new beneficiary is younger, the 529 plan could cover private schooling for grades K through 12 education. Of course, before you do any of this, please consult with a tax professional, as there could be gift tax consequences for certain beneficiary changes. That topic goes beyond the scope of this podcast episode, so please make sure to consult a tax professional. Starting in 2024, the SECURE Act 2.0 will allow you, the account owner, the additional option to convert up to $35,000 to a Roth IRA in the beneficiary's name. This is a pretty big game changer, especially if you're in the situation when your child is done with school and has no other siblings or individuals who you may want to name as the new beneficiary.
And as with anything tax related, there are rules and limitations to what can be done. Evan, can you discuss the criteria one needs to make for this kind of conversion?
First of all, you have to wait until next year, 2024. This doesn't take effect until January 1st, 2024. With that said, the main requirements are as follows. The 529 must be held for the designated beneficiary for at least 15 years. That's 15 years. You can only convert funds that have been held in the 529 plan for at least a 5-year period. In other words, any recent 529 plan contributions will not be eligible for the rollover to a Roth IRA. The maximum lifetime amount that can be converted from a 529 to a Roth IRA is limited to $35,000. And the annual conversion amount cannot exceed the annual Roth contribution limit, which as of the time of this episode is $6,500 for individuals under the age of 50. In other words, it does not look like you'll be able to convert the $35,000 lifetime amount in one specific year, unless the IRS makes any changes between now and 2024, it's going to be a multi-year process.
Okay, so let's just clarify a few things real quick. The 529 plan to Roth IRA conversion is a long-term option that requires some planning ahead of time to take advantage of. This is not a way to contribute an additional $35,000 into a maxed-out Roth IRA. For example, you can't just contribute funds to a 529 plan and expect to roll over the funds into the Roth. Additionally, this should not be interpreted to be a rollover. This is actually an additional contribution method available to those with surplus 529 plan funds.
Right. Having to hold the funds in the 529 plan for a minimum of 5 years negates the ability to do a quick conversion. Second, you're still limited to the annual Roth IRA contribution limit. Funds converted from the 529 plan are not an addition to the contribution limits. That's why this should not be considered a rollover, like how you can roll over a 401k into an IRA despite having maxed out contributions. This is totally different. For example, if you convert $6,500 from a 529 plan to a Roth IRA, the converted amount counts toward your annual contribution limit for that year. In other words, you would not be able to contribute any more funds in that year. Or if you contributed $1,000 into your Roth IRA, you would only be able to convert $5,500 from the 529 plan to the Roth IRA in that year.
As a point of clarification, as of the publication date of this episode, the contribution limit for traditional and Roth IRAs is $6,500 for individuals under 50 and $7,500 for individuals over 50. The IRS has not issued any update on contribution limit changes for 2024. So, since the 529 plan to Roth IRA conversion is not a rollover, but in fact a method of contributing to a Roth IRA, can a high-income graduate still contribute to a Roth IRA if their income exceeds the Roth IRA income limit?
Well, surprisingly, yes. The 529 to a Roth conversion is a way around income limits, as there's no income limit to contribute to a 529 plan to begin with.
And lastly, you have to have earned income in order to contribute to an IRA in any given year. Earned income means income you received from working. So passive income, government benefits, income from a trust, that doesn't count. If you find yourself unemployed, can you do a 529 to Roth conversion?
This is the part that we don't know. The IRS has yet to provide any guidance or rules as to the earned income requirement for 529 to Roth conversions. Given that the Secure Act 2.0 changes take in effect on January 1st, 2024, I imagine the IRS will provide us with proper guidance before the end of 2023. However, despite not having final guidance on this one rule, it's not too early to start planning on a potential timeline to help your child or grandchild with a Roth conversion from a 529 plan. It's a great way for the beneficiary to take advantage of surplus 529 funds in a way that responsibly benefits their future without just giving them outright cash.
Okay, once the IRS releases final guidance on the 529 to Roth conversion rules, we'll make sure to post about it. In the meantime, it's never too early to make a financial plan or strategy on how to use 529 plan monies beyond education. If you have any questions regarding this topic or anything else that caught your attention in the Secure Act 2.0, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Additionally, if you've not had a chance to listen to our last episode regarding some of the biggest changes brought on by the Secure Act 2.0, we highly recommend you do so. Depending on where you consume your content, we'll include a link to that episode. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, and YouTube. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you here next time.
The Paragon Podcast is brought to you by the professionals at Paragon Financial Partners, a registered SEC investment advisor. The topics discussed herein are for informational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The financial strategies and guidelines discussed herein may not be appropriate for everyone, as each individual circumstance is unique. Please review all tax information with your tax professional. Please review all legal information with your legal professional. If you have any questions or would like additional information, please visit our website at ParagonFinancialPartners.com or email us at info@ParagonFinancialPartners.com.